It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
If you purchase supplies for a small to mid-sized business, Zorro.com, Z-O-R-O.com, is your go-to resource. At Zorro, you'll find all the things that keep a business running, no matter what kind of business you're in. Zorro offers tools, safety equipment, cleaning, maintenance supplies, office and shipping, automotive, industrial equipment, and more, including the specialty items you can't find anywhere else. Whether you're shopping for an office, a factory, a contracting business, a machine shop, a sports talk radio show, you can get exactly what you need. And when you shop at Zorro, you'll find brands that you already know and trust, like 3M, Prestone, Stanley Black & Decker, Schneider Electronic, Rubbermaid, all at competitive prices. And if you want fast, free shipping, it's yours when you spend $50 or more. And if you have a question, a return, or need help finding exactly the right item, count on Zorro's customer service team based right here in the United States. Visit Zorro.com/Dan, that's Zorro.com/Dan, and sign up for Zmail and get 15% off your first order. Zorro.com, all you need to make your business go.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
From the Mercedes Man Cave, Ray,
Dan Patrick.
This is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I have got the Bengal fan base upset. They're coming after me here. I guess now I got to move to Nashville. Like Kirk Herbstreit left Columbus because of Ohio State fans, so I'm going to have to move to Nashville. Oh, that's right. I don't live in Ohio. Still have relatives in Ohio. I hope they're safe today. Changing their names there. All I'm doing is telling you what I saw and heard from Joe Burrow, just a general feeling that I have. And I have nothing against the Bengals. You know, if Joe Burrow came on my show last week and said, I can't wait to go to Cincinnati. I'm an Ohio guy. I can't wait to go there. Well, he's not an Ohio guy. And he didn't say that. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. But, you know, you start to look at these situations here, and you got an agent. You know, Lee Steinberg, didn't he joke about, boy, I hope the Bengals, was it something to do with Tua? You know, so his client didn't go there, and then Lee Steinberg, the agent for Joe. McLovin, do you have that Lee Steinberg tweet where, and then he said, well, I was just joking there. That's his agent saying something. And that, you know, so I just said, you know, there's something there. T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who played for the Bengals, is working out with Joe Burrow. He's had some things to say where it doesn't sound like, hey, we're totally committed to the Bengals. Yeah, McLovin.
So Steinberg said, yeah, I'm hoping since he falls in love with Joe Burrow and not take.
Yeah.
Not take my guy.
Oh, okay. He's Tua.
Yeah, he's Tua.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. Yeah, so he's saying, you know, basically he doesn't want his client to go to Cincinnati. I hope Joe Burrow goes there. I hope they win a Super Bowl there. I just don't know if that's what Joe Burrow is planning on doing. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, what you just said does not match the headlines I'm reading on Cincinnati.com and the Inquirer. Headline, the second highest headline on the entire website of Cincinnati.com and the Inquirer, including news and sports. Patrick blasts Bengals in Burrow discussion is the headline. And then here's the lead of the article. Mason High School graduate and longtime Bengals fan Dan Patrick didn't hold back with his criticism of the Bengals days after he interviewed Joe Burrow of LSU, who many expect Cincinnati to take with the number one pick overall. And then it goes on to give your quotes. But the headline of the paper,
I blasted the Bengals?
Patrick blasts Bengals.
Well,
a little alliteration there.
Well, all right. Man, they got a whole article that's based off of just conversation that we had.
Turncoat talking head,
yeah.
Blast Bengals.
Man. Patrick asked Burrow last Friday in Miami if he wants to hear from the Bengals. Look, whenever you're in the conversation for the number one pick, it's obviously a dream come true. I know they have a process to go through. I have a process to go through. It's a long ways away. But is being number one or going to the right team the most important to you, Patrick asked? Combination of both. You want to go number one, but you also want to go to a great organization that's committed to winning Super Bowls, Burrow said. There's a lot of factors that go into it. My dream always has been to play in the NFL, and the fact that I'm sitting here being in the conversation as the number one pick is honestly crazy to me, watching the draft growing up, blah, 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 blah. Okay, look, maybe I'm reading something into this. It felt noncommittal. That's it. But, you know? But I'm not blasting the Bengals. I'm just saying the Dolphins have three first-round picks. They played really well at the end of the season. Feels like they got a good coach. The organization is not a model organization. And at no point did I say, boy, the Dolphins are a model organization. And they're not. I just had Todd McShay on, NFL draft expert. And I said, would you rather play for Miami or Cincinnati? He said Miami. It's personal for you as a Bengal fan. It used to be personal for me, but it's not. I don't root. You know, I'm not. When they lost those two Super Bowls, I was crushed. Joe Montana beat us twice. And back then I said us. That's not the case anymore.
Fickle fan Patrick bails on Bengals.
Yeah, I don't know what the next headline is here.
After firing from ESPN, Patrick resurfaces to blast Bengal fan base. I'm just making those
a little wordy, but.
Yeah. Cincinnati doesn't want Cincinnati native Dan Patrick.
No gold star for Patrick. Chilly reception for the Bengals.
That had multiple points.
Right off the dome, too,
yeah.
Toddler.
Yeah.
Eat it.
That was strong.
Keep up.
Yeah, maybe you could see the skyline and then jump from it.
Boom!
Oh! Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
Patrick Montgomery ribs Bengals with their... Yeah. It's kind of deep.
Yeah, you should have stopped talking. Yes, McLovin.
Sun Sentinel already has a column up on you saying the Dolphins are headed in the right direction, so it's good. Every word you say is now a headline.
Yeah. I like what the Dolphins are doing. You know, the way they played, I didn't like that they were, you know, getting rid of their better players. And then we thought they were tanking. And then, you know, Coach Flores said they're not tanking. They played well. They played hard. They beat the Patriots in New England in a game the Patriots had to have. That told me a lot about at least the team and how they're playing and maybe the direction they're headed in. Yes, Steve.
I hate to say it, but if we're having a draft of cities I want to like us.
You want Miami to like us?
But they could. They're a top 10. Miami's a wonderful place.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll get back to Miami anytime soon. I'll be back in Ohio for Thanksgiving next year.
Good luck.
No, but I'll be going up towards Cleveland. You know, I'll be going up there. Oh, Patrick refuses to go home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, good.
Chooses to celebrate Thanksgiving in Cuyahoga Falls. Yes, Fritzy.
What's also contradictory is if you're so-called ripping the Bengals, the title itself from the Cincinnati Inquirer piece merely says, Dan Patrick, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'd rather go to Dolphins than Bengals. So where is that some kind of vicious attack on the Bengals organization?
Well, because they're in Cincinnati and you play to your fan base. If they say, Dan Patrick makes some logical explanations of, if you're Joe Burrow, what do you want to do? Or is the Dolphins situation a better situation than the Cincinnati situation? That's all. And if you love Andy Dalton so much, then keep him. You keep telling me you went to the playoffs with him. Great. Keep him. That would have been my thought. I'd seriously consider keeping him and taking Chase Young. We've seen Joe Burrow basically for 1 year. We saw Dwayne Haskins for 1 year. Maybe you get Trevor Lawrence next year. I don't know. Maybe you get Fields from Ohio State next year. But we keep seeing these quarterbacks, Kyler Murray for a year, Baker Mayfield for a little more than a year. That's what you're seeing with these quarterbacks. You just had Todd McShay say, I had Joe Burrow as a fourth-round draft pick prior to this season. Had an unbelievable year, maybe the greatest season of all time. Interesting personality, not lacking confidence there. It's just Cincinnati is a cheap football organization. Historically, when's the last time a big-name free agent said, I want to go to Cincinnati? Can you find one, McLovin?
Nope.
I mean, that's just a fact. I had friends growing up who started the Zero Club, and they would go to Bengals games, and it was the Zero Club because they felt like zeros. I've been around this all my life.
Seriously?
Yes.
What'd they wear?
I don't know if they – I think they had shirts, but they were – it was the Zero Club. And they felt like zeros as Bengal fans. Yes.
But if the Bengals started winning, that same group of guys would have been not losers?
Well, they still would have been losers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, now my friends are upset at me. Yes, McClellan.
I have some more bad news. Columbus Dispatch just ran a story on you saying Justin Fields is leaving early to go to the Bengals.
Oh, great.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I can't win today. Huh? Can't win with my Bengals. Just keep going to the games and supporting that team, all right? That's what I want to see. Keep supporting them. Everybody loves the Bengals this much. Keep supporting them. Keep going out there. Keep buying those tickets. Same with the Jacksonville Jaguar fans. Keep buying those tickets. I like that the owner, you know, playing another game in London. Nothing to see here, just another game in London. Okay. Seems like there might be something there. I don't know. All right, welcome to the program, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter at DP-SHOW. Twitter is, I feel bad for Mario in 2 days. They're going, there's a lot of these we can't read on the air. So what? That'd be good. It's the same thing I told the Titan fans. Win, shut me up. 49er fans with Garoppolo. Win, shut me up. Yeah, Seton.
We're just saying you have to talk slowly so the newspaper headline writers, like the Florida Times Union is trying to transcribe what you just said about the Jaguars. Winner, shut up, Niners is going to lead, like, what is that, the...
Probably the San Francisco Mercury Examiner.
Yeah, the Examiner, yeah.
Tim Kawakami.
Kawakami has two
columns.
He just
filed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're a court stenographer.
You're a human headline generator right now.
I am.
Oh, bad news, Dan. The Sunset Notes.
Yeah. Dayton Daily News reporting they're taking my photo down from the airport.
Yeah.
Dayton Airport has my photo in there.
Bad news.
Probably being brought down right now.
Is it really called the Dayton Daily News?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd call it the Flyer if I was the Dayton paper.
That was the school newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah. Dayton Daily News is a great newspaper. Some great column. I'm not gonna rip those people. Those are good people. And I'm not ripping Cincinnati. I'm just giving you the obvious of what I see from my vantage point.
You stopped ripping Cincinnati.
Apparently. I was ripping them. I bashed the Bengals. What does it take to bash somebody? Yes, McLovin.
Don't forget that you also mentioned Pete Rose probably should be a bet on something. Kind of said he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, too, just to sort of seal the deal.
No, I did say that Pete, that if you want to put him back in or put him on the ballot, great. I couldn't care less. He can't have a job, though.
Patrick takes aim at favorite son, Rose, headline.
Well, I have done that. But you know what? I said it to Pete's face. You want to put Pete in the Hall of Fame, put him on the ballot, go get him. I don't care. It's a damn museum. He just doesn't get to hold a job in baseball. That's what I've said all along about Pete Rose. Okay, you got any more headlines there, Seton?
did you say damn? Patrick with profanity-laced tirade on Rose.
No, like Hoover Dam.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, there's no N in there.
I love profanity-laced. It's always right.
Yeah, I know.
Tirade.
Tirade.
Damn.
Patrick with expletives talks about Pete Rose. Goes on rant on Pete Rose.
Fiery sermon.
Yeah. Whew. It's fun, other than I got to go back to Cincinnati. I think I got to fly into Dayton.
Patrick dreading return to hometown.
Yeah. Maybe I...
Prodigal son.
By the way, it's the greater Cincinnati airport that's in Kentucky.
Correct.
Just saying.
Covington. Shout out to Covington.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, Covington.
My Delta people.
Yeah.
Holding it down.
Yes, Todd, you got something to say?
No, it's ridiculous to go from what you said to make it sound like you're bashing the entire state of Ohio and the city of Cincinnati.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
No. All right. I'll get your honest reaction. Did I read too much into Joe Burrow's comment at the Super Bowl? Seton, you go last. I know where you stand. McLovin?
No, I don't think he did, because he didn't need to say anything like that. Okay. He shouldn't have if he didn't want that message out there.
Okay. Todd Fritz.
Yeah, I agree. There was no instigating of anything with that comment.
All right. Paulie?
Before the interview, we discussed Joe Burrow and would he pull an Eli Manning. Amongst ourselves, we discussed it. And that was one of the topics we wanted to discuss with him. And you brought up the concept of, is he all in on Cincinnati?
Yes, sir.
And he could have easily said, I can't wait to be the number one draft pick and get to Cincinnati and get to work. The kind of pat answer that we've heard many times before by quarterbacks. He didn't give that.
I found him to be a very, like, he gives you an answer. Like, I don't think he danced. When you ask a question, he gave you an answer. When I said, why did you root for Reggie Bush? Did you ever see him run? Did you ever see him play? Like, it was kind of matter of fact to him, combative in a fun way. Yes, Seton.
I think that you're reading too much into it.
Okay.
I do. Okay. And I think that when we had Joe Burrow on set and he came walking in, he's got all this swagger and this confidence and he's got like the finger point thing going on. And you're like, whoa, look how cool this dude is walking up. And then he sits down and opens his mouth and you're like, oh, he's a kid. He's just a kid.
He's 23.
Well, right. But he's very, to me, it struck me as very immature in terms of a media sense, because he, in the last year, this is the first time he's ever really hit any of this stuff. He hasn't done a ton of interviews, probably. He hasn't done a lot of this stuff. And I think that he answered, I think he tried to go down the middle, and that's what got him hung up.
Okay, but he's not Kyler Murray. Like, Kyler Murray froze. And you know, he couldn't even answer a question. Joe Burrow, at least, has been around a little. He's a little bit older and been around there.
But Kyler Murray at least had something that he was trying to hide. he had something that he was just like, how am I supposed to sit up here and not answer any questions when these are going on? He was just trying to be like, well, yeah, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? Yeah, of course. You know, I think that a lot is being made out of nothing.
I don't know. I think there's something there with Joe Burrow. And then even T.J. Houshmandzadeh with what he had to say. I don't know. It just feels like there's something there. I will say it again. If Joe Burrow goes to Cincinnati and he wins, he'll love it there. I hope they surround him with a great supporting cast. What I've talked about with quarterbacks as recently, the good quarterbacks go into a situation that is already established. Texans, the Chiefs, they already had something there. Carson Wentz with the Eagles had something there. I thought Baker with the Browns had something there, and they flirted with the playoffs his first year. Daniel Jones is going to one of the great organizations in all the sports in the Giants. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to these quarterbacks and the pressure that's on them to succeed. Yes, Seton?
Do you want to do a bet?
On where I think Joe Burrow will go?
will do. No, it'll be.
Who wins more games next year?
I was going to say Joe Burrow forcing his way out of Cincinnati.
I don't think he does.
You don't think he does?
I hope he doesn't. But it's up to him. It'll be a decision, and then after that, then we move on with it. Cincinnati fans would be chafed by it, but you know what? If you're a football fan outside of Cincinnati and you said Joe Burrow's going to force his way out, how many fans would say, oh, that's terrible, that's embarrassing? They'd probably go, I understand it. You know, even Eli got a lot of grief, but everybody said, yeah, I understand. I wouldn't want to go to the Chargers situation either. John Elway, that was a mess at the time. I don't want to play for Baltimore. He made the right decision. It's not a popular decision, certainly in those towns, but I hope Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals. If you find your franchise quarterback, good for you. Just as long as you got the right quarterback. I'd hate to go into a situation where I go, we're going to win three games next year. Is my coach going to survive here? Then you bring in another coach, another offensive coordinator, and here we go again. Yeah, boy.
Flip-flopper Patrick's favorite son again. Cincinnati Inquirer headline breaking.
Walking back controversial comments.
Beep, beep, beep. Patrick backing into our good graces.
Backing into our good graces there. Patrick, welcome back for Thanksgiving. Here is for Houday. Houday think going to beat them Bengals. Houday. Please explain your basis for saying the Dolphins are more committed to winning a Super Bowl than the Bengals. So what if the Dolphins have a larger payroll? They've been bad for 20-plus years. Bengals do more with less. Does wasting money equal commitment? So if you've been bad for 20-plus years, you are due. The Dolphins are due. I like what I saw with that team at the end of the year. They didn't give up. And the fact that, you know, they showed me an awful lot when they beat the Patriots in New England. In a game New England had to win. Let's take a break here. Come back. More phone calls coming up as well. 877-3DP show. And we have a new poll question.
Yeah, more likely to never come on the show again, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding. Hmm. Kyler hasn't been on since.
Was he even at the Super Bowl?
I don't see him doing interviews down there.
Yeah, I didn't see him. I'd love to have him back on. I thought Joe Burrow was a good interview. He was a lot of fun, and the reaction was great. Yes, Todd.
I think Kyler Murray was just here to honor a tangerine Gatorade or something. Just wasn't no part of anything. Mm. I just saw something on Cincinnati.com. Spin Cincinnati, Patrick Weekly explains his winning take. What? They're all over you, Todd.
Todd's in the game now. Thank you, Todd. Thank you.
What do you think of a quick poll question? Who regrets their Dan Patrick Super Bowl appearance more, Kyler Murray or Joe Burrow?
Kyler Murray. Joe Burrow crushed it.
Would you rather say something that could be controversial versus just sitting there and saying absolutely nothing?
Well, Seton said I read too much into Joe Burrow. I didn't read too much into Kyler Murray.
There's nothing to read into.
Yeah.
I
tried to. That's where you open up the book and there's nothing in there. Wait, I can't even read between the lines here. Yes, McLeod.
I thought Burrow had a bigger problem in his interview.
Why?
I got to be honest.
Okay, hold on.
I'll say that. I thought there was a bigger issue.
Okay, all right. 20 after the hour. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Ohio-based Dan Patrick. Ohio-native Dan Patrick Show. We're back after this.
Hey, it's Paulie Papps from the Dan Patrick Show. We've got an awesome podcast to tell you about today. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. Of course it's big. Tune in every week as Shaq and his crew cover sports, entertainment, and a lot more with Shaq. That's the only way the Diesel does it. The show is full of laughs and amazing stories. Stay tuned to the end of this episode from a great clip from the Big Podcast with Shaq. Then be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast listening apps so you don't miss an episode.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
877-3DP show. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. By the way, there was a big trade yesterday with Mookie Betts and David Price. Talked about this quite a bit in the first hour of the show. I'm not sure what the Red Sox are doing, that all of a sudden they're looking at their payroll and they become a mid-market team here. They make a lot of money. I'm going to guess they're top five, and you can't find the payroll to keep Mookie Betts. And I know he's going to cost you a lot, but unless you just looked around and surveyed the situation and said, we're not going to beat the Yankees this year. We might not be better than the Rays this year. And the Dodgers, you didn't need Mookie Betts. I still think you need another pitcher there. And you didn't give up. I mean, you still have room for that. You could still go out. But I don't know who you're getting. And obviously, during the regular season, you can go out and trade for somebody. But you still need another great pitcher. And David Price, I would not bank on. Clayton Kershaw, he can be great. Can he be consistently great? Walker Buehler, we know. Rue went to Toronto. So, I don't know. I get a little nervous with that pitching staff there. But that's pretty good. Top of the lineup, Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy. But from the Dodgers' perspective, boy, if there wasn't enough pressure, there certainly is now. It feels like you got two clear-cut favorites here. You got the Yankees and you got the Dodgers in the American League and National League. A couple other tweets that were sent in. This is from Clara, who says, the Bengals are known as the cheapest outfit in the NFL and the quarterback should go elsewhere. Here's from Larry in Lebanon. That's Lebanon, Ohio, the Lebanon Warriors, by the way. Dear Dan, Bengal fans are mad at family ownership. This is their protest to the family ownership that they stay away from games, do not buy tickets. The fans support the team, not the ownership family. All right. It's from Dan in Keene University. Poll question. What's the worst day for you, Dan, getting ripped by the Bengal fans or having to stay in your lane when it comes to Green Day? You know, the Green Day thing probably bothered me more because I consider myself, you know, somewhat a music fan there. And, you know, I was just telling you I'm not a big Green Day fan. But then I did my homework, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland over Thanksgiving, you know, in large part just to see the Green Day exhibit there, not necessarily to see family and friends in Cleveland. Yeah, Steve.
Okay, what's Billy Joe's main guitar that he plays?
It's a black, it's got a, wait, the kind
what's his original guitar, Dan? If you know so much about Green Day, what's his original guitar? Yes, stay
I think
in
it's
your lane.
It's a Fender Stratocaster.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
See, now you passed.
Yeah.
I think that gets you into the Green Day club.
Yes.
That now it's officially your lane.
But your signal on change lane.
Yes. So now maybe Trey Cool will call me back when I call him. Is that his name, Trey Cool?
Yeah, the drummer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Now, is that his original name?
I don't think that's his given name.
Okay.
Trey Cool.
I love asking that.
I don't want to get yelled at by the Green Day fans again. I don't want to do that. Fritzy's trying to get on the writer for the Cincinnati Inquirer who wrote this article. He could have reached out. I don't know if he has any questions for me. Yes, Seton.
Trey Cool's birth name? You want to go with a guess?
Oh, boy.
Is his last name Cool?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, he doesn't even have an O in his name.
His name is Theodore.
Nor C. His name is Frank Edwin Wright III.
Wow. It should be Trey Uncool.
I like that it's Frank, too, and not Franklin. I just want straight up Frank. Or not like Francis.
Yeah.
You know? It's just Frank.
Tanner in Florida joins us. Hey, Tanner, what do you have for me today?
What's up, fellas? Going back to that goalie fight you guys were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That's from the Battle of Alberta, they call it. And those teams have been going at it all year, a bunch of trash talking to media, and that's kind of what set it off.
And the goalies were involved in that too?
Yep, exactly.
In the trash talking?
Not in the trash talking, but the two games before that, a couple of cheap shots, a couple of fights, and then that game just got a little out of control.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Tanner. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was kind of strange to see the goalies that, you know, there's a couple of fights on the ice, and then all of a sudden the goalies they're all padded up, and they meet at center ice there. Bill in Cincinnati joins us. Hi, Bill. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, not gonna bash on you, brother. Hey, just real quick. I think Palmer got this whole thing kind of going when he was on the other day. And that's, you know, you mentioned some of the questions. Palmer mentions, you know, all these negatives. And after he leaves, Bengals go to 5 straight Super Bowls. And I think he said why not keep Dalton? I think he's kind of maxed out, you know, 4 playoff games.
Yeah, maybe.
Turnovers, one touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they surrounded him with much, Bill. I don't think he had healthy wide receivers, a healthy tight end there. But thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Carson Palmer quit football instead of playing for the Bengals. No, I'm just saying, he did. Am I making it better or worse?
I don't know.
Yeah. And I have a problem with ownership with the Bengals. I do. It's not the fans. I have a problem with the ownership there. They've been cheap, and it's just not a destination for free agents. I don't think anybody talks about, boy, I'd love to go there. And maybe Joe Burrow wants to go there because he's going to be the number one pick. And if that's the case, great. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if the Bengals aren't that good of a team because it feels like a mom-and-pop organization, because the Green Bay Packers feel like a mom-and-pop organization, but they feel more competitive year to year. And they've obviously won a couple Super Bowls in the past generation. The Bengals, it's been a long, long time since they're in one. But when you watch that Hard Knocks years ago, I remember watching their practice facility and all those things. I was like, oh, wow, it felt like if it had a JV feel to it. And again, that was just Hard Knocks. We've never been on the property.
But they talked about their practice facility, and it's embarrassing there. But, you know, you talk about a lot of these teams, and you talk about ownership, or you talk about the GM, or guys that make decisions. And do you have that in place? The infrastructure there? Do you have the people in place who are going to make good picks? Spend money wisely there. Now, that's the key. Offensive line, how's that going to be for Joe Burrow? Is A.J. Green healthy? You know, those would be things that would make me nervous going in there. Update the poll results there, McLovin.
Okay, the Fiscal Sammy poll. Would you rather overpay for a superstar or let him go before the big contract? It's up to 66% say let him go.
Yeah, we rarely celebrate that. You know, as we talked about in the first hour, nobody is cheering in Boston right now, you know, fiscal sanity, fiscal sanity. They're going, wait, we just gave up Betts and Price, and what did we get in return? Give me the great minor leaguers we got. Wait a minute. I don't know any of these guys. Yeah, Paul.
It's like, it'd be like at Christmas. You know, we're used to getting a new player as fans. Imagine you came down at Christmas and your parents said, you know what? No gifts this year, but you know what? We saved a lot of money and we paid down the mortgage. And in 5 or 6 years, this is really going to be fantastic for our family's fiscal sanity. That wouldn't work on Christmas morning.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. Hey, but we're gearing up for a really good Christmas next year. You know, hey, we didn't buy anything this year. We're saving. No. You know, for some baseball teams, 7 straight trips to the postseason would be enough, but definitely not the Dodgers. You know, you talk about a franchise that really needs to win a World Series. That's to validate their recent run of success. Because when you say, man, look at what they've done in the last 7 years, and then you go, how many World Series have you won? None. So the Dodgers get Mookie and David Price, and now you've got maybe the best lineup in baseball. It'll be the Yankees and them. But you're also trying to figure this out of what else do you need on this team? Because you can be great during the regular season, as the Mariners did when they won, what, 116 games? And then they got to the postseason, and they weren't built for the postseason. Dave Clark of the Cincinnati Enquirer, the sports writer, who wrote a couple of columns, I believe. I guess, you know, I thought, you know what, he could have reached out to me. I've been more than happy to expound upon my Joe Burrow thoughts. But I'll talk to Dave Clark, the digital sports writer for the Cincinnati Enquirer, get his thoughts on me bashing the Bengals, apparently. That's coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Oh, boy. Heard from the Bengals fans, I should say. They were not happy with me that I had the audacity to question if Joe Burrow really wants to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. And if I were Joe Burrow, would I rather go to the Dolphins than the Bengals? Well, the Cincinnati papers, some Cincinnati websites, got some headlines. Dan Patrick, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'd rather go to Dolphins than Bengals in NFL draft. Let's see if we got another one in here. Patrick Blast Bengals. That's a headline there. Patrick Blast Bengals. Dave Clark works for the Cincinnati Inquirer and kind enough to join us after these articles. Man, things must be slow day in Cincinnati if I'm the headline maker there, Dave.
Well, you know, this was great for me. I love exaggeration. The more exaggeration, the better the story is going to do. do you find when you're hearing the words come out of your mouth, like the Bengals defense is terrible, and I don't know if Zach Taylor is a head coach. I mean, does any part of you think you're going a little bit too far?
Do you think the Bengals defense is great?
No, but I don't know about terrible.
Okay. Are you sold on Zach Taylor's your head coach? Do you know what you have there?
No, I don't think.
Okay, that's all I said. I don't know, and I don't think the defense is any good.
Makes sense.
So that's all. So why? I don't know why you brought up those two things, because those aren't controversial. That's sort of based in fact. You don't know what you have with your head coach, and your defense isn't very good. Isn't any good.
But, yeah, I don't know if he's a head coach and the defense is terrible. I mean, it just seems a little bit harsh. And it's the kind of thing that I live for, you know.
But, Dave, I'm not invested in the Bengals. You're a local. You write for the Cincinnati Inquirer. I grew up there. I'm not invested in the Bengals. My job is to assess the Bengals the way I would the San Francisco 49ers. I said I don't know if they know what they have with Jimmy Garoppolo yet. Is that harsh? Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, can he make the right calls when he needs to? I mean, that's all. I got a weird vibe from Joe Burrow. That's all. It would just felt non-committal. I hope he goes to the Bengals, Dave. I hope that he has great success and they get a chance to play in a Super Bowl again and win. And Cincinnati could certainly use a star player. I just got a weird vibe there. And then I wondered if he really wanted to go there. And then if you said, as I just talked to Todd McShay, hey, who's an Cincinnati guy, hey, Todd, would you rather go to the Bengals or the Dolphins if you're Joe Burrow? And he said the Dolphins. So we're on the outside looking in. You're on the inside, and that's where it's different. My opinion is just my assessment of this situation. It could be Jacksonville. It could be Carolina. It's just because I'm from Cincinnati, people think, why are you saying mean things about the Bengals? I'm just saying what I think. It's my opinion. That's all. It's not based in hatred or, you know, anything.
I get it, but I write about really anything anyone says about Cincinnati sports. Our teams, anyone who grew up here but plays professionally elsewhere, that sort of thing. So hearing the remarks you made are kind of right in my wheelhouse. And, you know, the more exaggeration, the better. You know, when you say guys who probably passed Sean McVay in an airport and therefore you get a job.
That's a joke.
Well, I know, but I hear that, and I'm like, oh, this, I'm transcribing this. This is going to do well.
Well, you could put in parentheses, meant as humor, because that's what it was. How many everybody joked about anybody who knew Sean McVay, you somehow got a job.
And I think most people completely understand that that's a joke. But, you know, you're always going to get people who read that and get fired up if they're, you know.
I hope they continue to – I hope all these Bengal fans go out and support the Bengals this year. I hope it's packed.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, I hope it's packed there. Can I go back for Thanksgiving? That's what I want to know. Do I have to go – do I have to go to Cuyahoga Falls instead of Mason, Ohio?
The funny thing is, I saw you once at the B-Dubs in Mason.
Yeah.
And it was at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was with probably my two brothers, and we were having beers. Well, I've been there a couple of times, but that's my tradition. I go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and yep. I try to ignore everybody else in the family. I just go with two of my brothers to have beers there and talk badly about everybody in our family. It's a tradition unlike any other, Dave.
And I wasn't going to bug you, but I said to my friend, oh, look, there's Dan Patrick. He's from here, you know. He went to high school about 5 minutes from here.
What's the article going to be like tomorrow?
About this conversation?
Yeah, yeah. Is this going to be in the Cincinnati Inquirer or on the website?
I don't think so. Okay. That might seem a little self-serving on my part.
Hey, join the club. It feels like I'm being self-serving here with the Bengal. I'm being served up, I think, by Bengal fans. And that's another thing. I don't want anybody to think this is about Bengal fans. This is about the Bengals themselves. And how many of these people who have responded went to the Super Bowl in Detroit when they lost, went to the Super Bowl in Miami when they lost, has been around this team from the start of it. I saw Bruce Coslett play. I saw Sam Weiss play. I went to Nippert Stadium. I saw Paul Robinson play. So it's not that I'm foreign to this topic. I'm a little traumatized by all of this with the Bengals. That's all. People should feel sorry for me. Like, oh, my God, look what happened to Dan Patrick. He used to be a respected journalist. Oh, my God. Yes, that's what happened, Dave.
Well, I don't. I feel like I should apologize.
You could do that in column form, just to say, okay. You know what, that poor guy is traumatized. He went through the icky shuffle, the highs and he. I covered Collinsworth as a rookie, Dave.
Oh.
I've been around this. I wore Tiger stripes, Bengal stripes. I did all of this. Come on. Oh, it's bringing up bad memories, Dave. That's all. Oh, can we write the headline for Dave tomorrow? If he does choose to write a column, Paulie, do you have one?
Talking hairdo backtracks on Bengal bashing? It flows perfectly.
Okay, if you want to do that one. Patrick, welcome back to Ohio for Thanksgiving? Question mark? Yes, Todd.
Burrow the hatchet? Things are okay now?
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Did you read into any of that Joe Burrow had to say, Dave, when he was on with me?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, does it even matter?
No, I'm just curious.
They're gonna take him. What I figure is they're gonna take him.
I know, but did you read anything into it? That's all. That's all I was saying. I hope they take him. It felt non-committal. That's all.
Yeah.
Felt non-committal. That's it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Next time I come in to Mason and you see me, Dave, come on up and I'll buy you a beer, okay? The wings are on me.
Thanks, Dan.
And thanks for being a good sport. And I'll let you know if I get around to bashing the Bengals again.
Thanks for having me on the show. All right. Appreciate it.
And it's Dave Clark, Cincinnati Inquirer, sports writer there. I think we settled that. See, it brought up all these bad memories. I mean, I was there when they had three first-round picks. Bengals had three first-round picks. Didn't go well. When they took Akili Smith, David Verser, I was there. Tragic. Scarred my childhood. Yeah, see.
Do you feel better now?
I don't know.
You took down Dave?
I didn't mean to take down Dave.
Patrick attacked local scribe.
I wasn't trying to hurt Jimmy Olsen there. I wanted to explain myself. Yes, McLovin.
The defense not being terrible. I mean, you had to defend yourself for calling the Bengals defense
terrible. They don't know what they have in their head coach. He admitted that. And the defense is bad.
If anyone who says the Bengals defense is not terrible, that's not just a hot take. That's a nuclear take because everybody thinks their defense is terrible.
I know.
It's terrible. It was the second worst in NFL history last year and not any better this year. That's not controversial.
Patrick Flunky piles on Bengals.
Piling on. You have to watch one game and you can see their defense is terrible.
I don't have trust in ownership there. Okay? That's it. I don't. I hope they win. I hope they go to the Super Bowl. And this time win the Super Bowl. I was there when Tim Crumry blew out his knee. When Joe Montana went 90 yards. Bengals should have had an interception on that drive. John Taylor touchdown. Remember Archie Griffin fumbling in the Super Bowl? Pete Johnson getting stopped? Was it Dan Butts? Somebody like that? Wasn't there Dan Buns? Didn't they have a guy named Alexander, running back, Charles Alexander out of LSU, stopped at the goal line?
They had guys named Butts and Buns?
No, I think Buns.
They
had a guy named Buns who had Butts. A butt. That was the Niners linebacker. But I'm okay. I got to see the Cactus Comet, Paul Robinson. Wonderful running back. I think number 18. Chris Collinsworth. Dan Ross. This day in sports history, Paulie. Good thing we're closing out the show here.
1984. Patrick turns in Bengals fan card. This day in sports history. That's it.
I know. And I always feel bad when I go back when fans are like, why don't you say nice things about the Bengals? I go, I'm not rooting for the Bengals. I don't care about the Bengals. I'm hearing from Cuyahoga Falls now that they'd love to host me for the holidays. I'm big in Cuyahoga Falls. That downtown is lovely. People in Cleveland were really nice to me. I just can't go back to my hometown of Mason. I guess they're going to take down that sign. Oh, that's right. They don't have a sign of me in Mason, Ohio yet. Yes, Paul.
This is a convenient excuse for you not to go visit your family for a long time. This could really come in handy.
No, but I love my brother Mike, and he still lives there. My one brother, he lives there. My parents are buried in Ohio. I'll get back there. Ohio, I won't turn my back on you. Bengal fans, I'm right there with you. Todd, what'd you learn today?
I learned a lot of things, but J.J. Watt's scouting report on Patrick Mahomes, he's great.
McLovin, what did you learn?
Todd sends dirty text to J.J. Watt.
Yeah. It was inappropriate.
It was. See?
We took a little peek inside of your memory box of your Bengals fandom, and I don't know that I really want to go back.
Yeah, we can't go back there.
That's enough.
Yeah. Paulie?
I got Watt blocked by Fritzy.
Whoa!
Sure did.
Whoa.
Only I can call him handsome.
Thanks for joining us. It's been our pleasure to serve you. We've got to try to rebound and come back tomorrow. Nothing a couple of beers couldn't cure. See you then.
As promised, here's a clip from the big podcast with Shaq.
No need wasting time.
Oh, you want to get right to it?
Oh, yeah, let's get right to it.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Ready?
Boy, he's in an all business mood today.
Well, it's not I'm in a business mood. I just don't like
it. This is a weird, weird story.
It's not weird.
Yes, it is.
It is weird.
No, it's not weird.
Okay.
It's the new generation we live in.
Yeah, I think you're right.
People will feel so comfortable in their house and behind their phones and, you know, when they know I'm not around. But I'm not hard to find.
Yeah.
Both guys had ample opportunity. What did they do? Put their heads down like the little puppies they are and walk away.
Right. Now, you see, Shaq, the idea of Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee wanting to fight you.
Okay, this came up, by the way, on Danny Green's podcast.
And it did.
I guess Dwight Howard said, quote, I was like to JaVale, hey, man, did you want to fight Shaq? And he was like, man, I did. I did too, but then there's two things we got to worry about. He's a cop, so if we hurt him, we're going to jail. The hell out of here. You're going to have Jack.
No,
and two, if Jack gets a hold of us, it's over.
Either one of them.
But Yeah. But it just speaks to my leadership abilities, because what I did is I made them become good players, and exactly what I wanted, exactly what happened to me. Will Chamberlain and Kareem made me so freaking mad. Well, I didn't want to fight them because of the respect I have for them. See, these young guys don't have respect for the elders. But they made me so mad, I said, okay, I'm going to make y'all remember my name. And I'm noticing their name. You know, JaVale has a couple of championships under his belt, but guess what? You're welcome. I did that. That's what I do. I make people so pissed off, they want to fight me. Kobe wanted to fight me. How many rings you got, B-Dog, Mr. Refreshments?
Well, wait a minute now.
Mr. Refreshments, how many rings I got?
Kobe has 5, you have 4.
Okay, no, but how many rings do me and Kobe have?
Y'all got 3.
Exactly. So that's what a leader does. I ruffle feathers. I know what the hell I'm doing. Like, I know they're playing, but I'm just saying that what I did to ruffle their feathers made them okay players. JaVale has 2 rings, and Dwight, if they keep playing, he's going to have a ring. And all I can say is, you're welcome.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in 2 great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.